Good morning. We're continuing Chayotim Aklal Gimel and we're learning Simon Hay. At the end of Simon Hay, he mentioned this is known as Bal Tashak, so a person should not do actions which, in general, are of a lowly type of activity, of animalistic like type of activity. So they'll understand that a person makes himself a sheketz. If he has a need to relieve himself and he doesn't do so, so he's like keeping his body full of soya, that's inappropriate to do. This is about the shaksu. There is a mechlokes whether this is in an issa deraisa or it's only an asmachta ba'alma. It's based on a posik, but really it's a derabanan based on an asmachta that the posik seems to indicate such an idea, but it's not the poshim shot in the posik. The assumption in halacha is that about the shaksu is derabanan. And therefore, in a case where a person has a suffix about the shaksu, a person. Can be makel suffered rabbanon the kula. At what point does a person reach the stage of bal tashaksu? So again, the assumption of halacha, there are different shitas, but the assumption of halacha is a person reaches the stage that a person needs to relieve himself to the point that if they would not control themselves, it would come out. That's how the urge is so strong that they need to hold it back. That's when the point of bal tashaksu is reached. So a person knows that they have an urge and they have an hour till they get to the bathroom, and that's fine with them. So that's clearly that's not that this urge is so strong that they have to hold it in tightly, etc. So that's not only about the shaksu. So about the shaksu is only much all the way at the end of the process. A person has this strong urge and now he has this about the shaksu. And he needs to find the bathroom. So he said, well, it's bal tashaksu. That's not bal tashaksu. He's being oisik and removing the shikuts by doing it in a way which is appropriate, etc. So a person goes to the bathroom, a person finds the toilet paper, all those different stages that they're doing to be able to relieve themselves properly. That all goes into what Chazal expected us to do to address the concept of bal tashaksu. Sometimes a person has an urge to go to the bathroom, and it's not the urge it's because of the gas. They have to pass gas, and that's really what's causing them that urge. And once they pass the gas, the urge is gone. There's no dinner about the shaksu because of passing gas. So that would not be a concern. The person has to worry about the shaksu because it's the rabbanon. Chazal said that. A case where it's a question of kavod abriyah, is a person in the middle of giving a shir, be embarrassing to interrupt. The person needs to find a place to do it. Bitznias, any element of kavod abriyah, goes into this hatter. Chazal did not put the isra about the shaksu, so since it's a derabanan, we can say Chazal put limitations on it. Does bal tashaksu apply to only to gedolim? So it says a mash on the kavod. According to the chayyim, it applies both to gedolim and to katanim. There's just a strong need to relieve himself for katanim to urinate. There would be a concept of bal tashaksu as well. Now this issue, going back to this concept of a person has an urge. So we mentioned already that a person checks themselves and. They feel that they do not really have a need, so they're allowed to start davening. So they do not have to pressure themselves overly in this issue. And many people tend to get very nervous about this issue. Once upon a time, clearly the version of how these things worked, the basic history was outside of the city. And they would be marger their goof to go twice a day, in the morning and in the evening. And during the day, they would hold it in. So it means that at a certain point, the mind is not focusing on it. We sort of forget about it. A person has an urge, then they get involved in a conversation. They realize the urge has went away. So that's clearly not an urge, which is halachically significant. The person checks himself and they have no urge at all. So they're allowed to continue assuming that they're clean. Later on, there's not a problem. The urge develops. They're already established from an esrei, so that's not a problem. If a person has the urge because of the fact that they need to relieve past gas, again, that's not going to be problematic. In general, the poskim try to discourage people from being overly machmir on this issue. The more the person focuses on it, the stipler has a letter, you kind of the igrisa, and also in the Sefer Eitz Hadrachos, where he talks about that this root, the root of this concept stems from being overly nervous about it. And people, the more you margar yourself to do it, the more it becomes a natural need of the body, but it gets used to a certain way. And it's not really a real need, but that's what the person trained their body to do. It's inappropriate to do that because you end up interrupting your davening multiple times because of this need, etc. The person is, because of being overly cautious and overly careful about this inyan, the result is that they're creating something which is not really necessary. So a person has any questions, they definitely should be in contact with their local Orthodox rabbi for clarification. Have a good day.